Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and with me, as always, is my friend, Bebop Robomogo Wanatron. I really thought that if I said his name, he would appear kind of like a genie or something, but no such luck. I just have not seen Bebop in a couple of weeks, and I'm getting kind of worried about it. So listen, if you happen to see a robot wandering around your town, or you see any news stories about art galleries or museums with half-eaten paintings, please let me know. And Bebop, if you're listening, come home. Okay, buddy? Come on home. And if this is some sort of long prank you're pulling on me, please stop, because I don't want to know how it ends. All right, well, I guess we'll just continue with the show, shall we? And so now we've entered our Choose Your Own Adventure story, where you, listeners, are voting after each episode for which way the story is going to go. After the last episode, you could have voted for Megan Page and Proto, Vale, Foggy, and Elias, or Abigail and Finn facing off with the evil robots, and you chose overwhelmingly. Suspense. Drum roll. Finn and Abigail. All right, let's get right into it. In the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 4, Episode Something, Boomtown. Abigail and Finn ran as fast as they could to the one room where they knew if they could get the jump on Bunce, they might actually be able to pull off overthrowing him. They stepped into the robot room and there were the evil robots. And before Finn and Abigail could do anything, the wolfbot leapt right at them. Abigail dodged to the left and Finn jumped to the right. The wolf dove in between them, and the other robots quickly began to close in. "Wait, what's going on here?" said Abigail. "Robots, stop it! This is Captain Abigail Obaro of Explorers Troop 301, and I am ordering you to stand down immediately!" said the little round robot, Boldtron, who had taken on the personality of the King of the Trolls from The Hobbit. Its three little legs rolled toward Abigail.
"Am I to take orders from a kid, Captain? I am lord over the biggest, meanest creatures in all of the land, and this child thinks they can tell me to stand down."
"Actually," said Finn, "you're a 3-foot robot that looks like a bowling ball. You have the personality of a troll king, but you're not a big, threatening troll." Boldtron, angered by this, rolled toward Finn, but he was a very slow robot, so it took some time to make it across the room from Abigail to Finn. "Come on," said Finn. "Easy does it. Come on, little guy. You can do it. Come on."
"You will respect the Lord of the Trolls,"
yelled Boldtron. He was halfway across the room. "Any day now," said Finn. A little flying insect robot zoomed toward Finn.
We are taking you to the admirable Admiral Bunce, my good friend. And if you don't like it, you can take it up with Shadowtron over there.
The wolf bot started growling again. Hey, said Abigail. She knelt down and put her hand on the side of the robot's face, the way you would if you were scratching a dog under its chin. Why are you growling at us? We're your friends. We're the Marlow Explorers, and you're a Marlow robot. Bunce may have messed with your programming, but we built you. Marlow engineers. You're not evil, you're brainwashed.
Enough!
Yelled Bulgtron, who by this time had almost made it over to Finn.
We know what we are to do, and we are to bring you to Bunce now.
Okay, okay, said Finn, putting up his hands. Take us to Bunce. What? Are you crazy? Said Abigail. Marlow robots acting like villains? Finn Caspian giving up before we've even tried to fix this? What is this, opposite day? No, said Finn. Finn winked at Abigail. You all-powerful evil robots, lead the way.
Much better,
said the flying Bogusbot. Abigail, not sure what Finn was up to, sighed and followed the robots out of the robot room. You love all animals, right? Whispered Finn to Abigail. Dogs, too? Abigail nodded. Okay, then you take Wolfie. Take? What do you mean take? Said Abigail. But Finn didn't answer. He just jumped up and grabbed hold of the flying robot. The Bogusbot started spinning and flying back and forth. Abigail, thinking she understood, jumped on the back of Shadowbot, which howled and took off running down the hall. This is a weird plan, said Abigail, as she took off down the hallway atop the spooked wolf. Finn, meanwhile, grabbed onto the insect bot's antenna and started piloting it after Abigail.
Blast my gizzard!
All of the robots stopped. Finn turned around, and Abigail and the wolf slowly crept back down the hall. It was one of the evil robots, one that had not spoken until now.
What is the meaning of this behavior? You children, climb down from those robots this instant, and you there!
It pointed at Bulgtron.
By all of the seven seas, I've never seen a robot move so slowly.
Everyone in the hallway was stunned into silence. The robot that had been given Mary Poppins was now commanding everyone as though it were a ship captain. It wasn't long before Finn figured out what had happened. There was no villain in Mary Poppins, but Admiral Boom, a naval officer who often had trouble with Mary's magical antics, was as close as it got. It was a flaw in Bunce's system.
I believe I am in charge here. I heard what you had to say, you slow little troll bot, but I didn't like it, and I don't like any of this flying or running about. Now, children, robots, we are going to instill a little order around here. I don't care for what that Bunce fellow has done to this place, and if you follow me, I promise we will get this ship back from him. I am the true admiral.
Roar!
What was that? Said Finn.
Never mind,
said Boom.
We need to instill order. Fall in line and we will march to the bridge and have a word with this Bunce character.
Okay, so that's your choice for the next episode. Should the kids find out what that roaring was all about? Or should they listen to Admiral Boombot and march onto Bunce's bridge? You know what to do. Go to finncaspian.com/choose and choose Follow the Roar or Go to the Bridge. Now, a quick word about how these episodes are going to work. Because we're producing them so quickly, Griffin will come on every Friday. And also on Friday, that's when we're going to do all of our art, all of our jokes, all of our sounds, everything. That will all come on Friday. Okay? Except one thanks that I do want to give. I want to say thanks to everybody who came out to our live show this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. Thank you to Carissa Christner at Madison Public Library and the library itself for inviting us up there. Thanks for everyone who came out. Thanks to Victor, Audra, Mira, Henry, and the famous Clobot for all coming to the show and participating in our sound club. We had listeners there from Wisconsin. We had listeners there from South Carolina. We had listeners there from Texas. It was crazy. So much fun. Thank you all so much for coming out. All right, don't forget to vote for what's going to happen in the next episode, and we will see you this week.
Here I am.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena, like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.